Hello, Wasatch High School. Welcome to the Nebo Tournament of Bands. We're at Payson High School, September 17th, 2022. My name is Jeff Parthen. I'm from Lafayette, Indiana, and I'm a music ensemble today. I'm just side two of the 50-yard line up in the press box. We're using the UMEA sheets today, so we've got two subcaptions, achievement of musicianship on top and sound tuning technique on the bottom, okay? So we're listening for the elements of music performance and how those are turned into the beautiful sounds that you make, okay? All put through the filter of demand as we think about numbers, okay? All right, let me take a couple of notes here quickly.
Everybody doing okay?
Okay.
Wasatch High School, welcome to Payson, Utah for the Nebo Tournament of Bands on September 17th, 2022. My name is John Turner. I'm from Mason, Ohio. I'll be evaluating you in visual general effects. You are ready to go. You're just waiting for your kit to finish setting up, and then you're going to reveal to us what your message is for 2022. I wish you the best of luck in your performance. I hope it's the best one so far. Everybody has a great run. I'll be back when you're ready to start.
Okay, just looking at your setup here. Interesting collection of instruments in the front. Okay, and I'm not scoring at this moment, so don't think I am. I'm just looking for ways to help. If there's a better way that we can wrap some of these cables and cords, just to make it more efficient to unravel, and whether that's some kind of a spiraling thing, some kind of a spool, just so that we can get that taken care of a little bit sooner and more efficiently, which will give us a little bit of time for sound checks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? We're certainly not going to rush you through this. Make sure we don't rush this. Make sure everything is plugged in. Okay. Pretty flute sound. Oh, what a nice sound. Okay, I'm not sure where the melody is happening at this point. It feels like the battery is quite a bit louder than the front ensemble. Okay, some pulse issues between our battery in the back, woodwinds in the front. Okay, I like the loud tone. Very pure and clean. Okay. Sure, we're all crescendoing the same pace as you get louder to the end of that phrase. Okay. All right. Appreciate the chords underneath. Tuba's good sound. Not quite sure how the battery fits with the winds at that point coming into this move. Okay. All right, a nice crescendo at the end. If we could sustain the energy through the drill move, the expanding drill move. Yeah, we've got some demand, physical demand built into the show, which is fine. And you want that? Now, but what you also want to have is develop, you know, physically, so that we can maintain the breath, the sound, all the way through those drill moves, okay? Because the sound doesn't always stay strong and vibrant in the more demanding drill moves. Okay, let's watch the attack there. Method of attack. Some of us are very, very heavy on the tongue. Interesting color into the snares. It can be softer, though. Those rakes seem like they're soft, but they are really loud on the field, especially with the Kevlar. Okay, trying to find that pulse. Yeah, not quite sure on the foot pulse with everybody, and that's manifesting itself in overall tempo. Are we keeping the tempo solid? Okay. We want to make sure we're all really thinking parts there, as well as drill moves. See, like some of us are really concentrating on a nail in the drill, and not so much on the music that supports the drill. Okay, very, very strong high trumpet, which I appreciate. Now, we'd like to hear a little more, back in that company front move we just had, a little more of the woodwind support to balance that brass. Okay, watch our pitch between tubas and trombone. Yeah, and make sure we're shaping all of those lines. Some really beautiful flowing, you know, flying kind of lines. But just make sure that our legato tongue approach then is very, very smooth, so we hear that flying feel in the sound. Okay. Watch our pitch accuracy in the tubas and the higher register. Okay, I like the overall dynamic change there. And then the crescendo into the fly a kite thing in the front. Okay, love the confidence displayed by our soloists. Okay. And I wonder if there could be any, maybe little support, maybe cymbal support on some of these larger hits. Yeah, this is very tricky with all the octave tunings here. Could be very effective. Could also be one of those spots where one of those instruments takes the lead and the others maybe do some harmony, just to give us some variety in the sound. Okay. Yeah, this is tricky for the front ensemble because all the sound and the pulse is coming from behind with the winds at this point. Okay, good release there. Yeah, mechanically, we do some things really well. That was a very fine release. Just as going back, you know, making sure the electronics are working, because it is such an integral part of the overall sound. We want to make sure it's there, okay?
We talked about a low brass solo, like, you know, solo on side one. That's a from a mood perspective.
Okay. And a nice release there, too. All right, yeah. So many things we do well. We've got some really fine individual sounds coming from each section, okay? If we can get all of our players up to the same level as our leaders in the band, this is really going to be a spectacular sound, okay? Would love to be able to hear the show with all the electronics filled in. And that's, you know, looking back at, you know, you may have to spend some time in rehearsal just doing, hey, this is a setup rehearsal. This next hour, we're going to tear this apart and make sure that everything is going to work and be where it needs to be to support. And just, you know, take it, it's worth it to do that kind of a rehearsal at home. It really is, because that will take care of some of the issues you'll deal with on a, you know, on a performance day. Okay. Difficult to hear sometimes the pulse front to back of the ensemble, and the tunes are so neat and they're so cool that we certainly want to hear everybody playing together rhythmically. All right, again, tone quality from individuals is pretty good. There's some really good players out there. Let's just get everybody up to that same level, contributing, making sure we're all taking the time to get those passages really learned well in the fingers, and then so that way, you know, you can really concentrate on how the feet are working, and then you get, okay, how do the feet coordinate with the body, and the sound, and all that kind of works together. Okay, and we're getting there. We're on the right track. All right. Hey, thank you. Enjoyed that very much. Good luck down the road. Thanks.